Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. We're celebrating the 18th anniversary. Skip Miller's membership in our Brain Trust. Hey, Skip, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I'll tell my wife that I've got the 18-year relationship with already.
There you go. And the 18-year anniversary present is an email, which you got yesterday. So happy anniversary.
Why, thank you. I have not taken a look at the email, so I'll take a look at that. Thank you.
We appreciate the steadfast support of us over the last 18 years. Thank you so much for all the information and the wisdom.
Great job for the small business owner. And many of my customers are small, medium businesses. So, yeah. You know, it's a great marriage. So you do a great job.
We appreciate you guys. Selling Above and Below the Line is the new book. Convince the C-Suite, Win Over Management, Secure the Sale. Skip, m3learning.com. Is that right? m3learning.com?
That's correct.
All right. So that's the website, folks. Yep. We're talking about the difference between hearing and listening. And, you know, Skip, I was taught how to sell by Sears and by Xerox and, believe it or not, the Army, U.S. Army. And back in those days, we spent a lot of time, especially with Xerox, we spent a lot of time learning listening skills. And listening skills weren't just what we did with our ears, but it was the way we ask questions, because the questions that you would ask in a certain way had by definition to provoke a specific answer, not just a yes or no, some kind of content, some kind of information that you would listen to and then use to go wherever you were going to go. And I just, that was such a perfect way to learn how to sell. It seems like we've gotten away from that, and I don't understand why. What do you think?
Well, Jim, the classic you mentioned is what we call open probe, closed probe, right? Never answer a question that could be with a yes or no. It's got to be a W
right.
question, what, when, where,
we
why.
We call them directed probes and non-directed probes. That's right.
Right, and you know, it forces you to phrase your question so that there's an open answer rather than yes or no. And that's a listening skill set, that you can actually ask a question that isn't a yes or no, so you can launch into your thing. So that's a tool. You ready for this? The average attention span 10 years ago, the average attention span of a human being 10 years ago was 13 seconds. Today, they figure out with all the social media and interruptions we're getting, the average attention span is 8 seconds.
Wow.
8 seconds. Jim, a goldfish has a 9-second attention span.
That's frightening.
So typically, the small business owners, when they're on sales calls, typically they're given 30 minutes, 40 minutes or so to make their pitch, to have the business meeting. Did you know a person's optimal attention span for a presentation is less than 20 minutes? It's typically about 18 minutes, which is why TED Talks are 18 minutes long. So my advice to your small business owner is, if they're going to go on a sales call, where they're given a half hour or so to make a pitch, you better come across with one, maybe two key facts, and that's about it. That's all you have room for. Don't try to fit 5 or 6 things, you know, into a 30-minute presentation. No one's going to get it. So in a 30-minute presentation, 18 to 20 minutes is the obvious maximum attention span. Put one, maybe two things in your 30-minute presentation, and that's it. And those things better be talked about, questions. So in that 18 minutes, here's our one thing we do. How would you use that, Mr. Smith? How would you see yourself using this? Is this something you would get questions and respond in those 18 minutes, and you're going to stop pitching, which is what you really want to do on these sales calls.
Well, one of the things that seems to me that's happening more and more, because when I was a pup, people expected salespeople to drop by on them And you could literally meet somebody for the first time and make a sale. You could do that.
Yep.
Today, that's not likely to happen as much. And so you're more likely to nurture a customer, right, a prospect. You're more likely to nurture them. And so isn't it more appropriate to have to try to nurture people with maybe two or three or four calls, each one just a little bit longer till you gain some trust and some relevance? What do you think?
You have to build rapport. And again, these things, you know, great salespeople are made, they're not born. So how to ask questions. Here's a great challenge for your listeners, Jim. This weekend, go to a party and don't talk about yourself. When somebody says, what do you do? Say, a lot. And yourself. And at the end of the night, you're going to walk out going, no one asked about me. But everybody at the party is going to go, that Jim, what a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about him, but he's a great guy. People want to be heard. But we tell Jim the best sales call in the world is not when you walk out going, I nailed that call. That was great. A great sales call is when you walk out and you go, I didn't say anything. And the customer goes, they heard us. They know exactly what we're trying to do. They heard us. And that's a skill set you've got to practice with open and probe questioning, you know, listening, asking the question back to the customer. You know, so I think I heard you say this. Is that correct? How would you use that if you had that?
Mm-hmm.
Those type of questioning, they're better sales tools than we've got the latest, greatest. So where do you see this?
Folks, this is tried and true. This is not, these are what Skip's talking about. This isn't some new hocus pocus. This is fundamental. This is human interaction that works. And the reason I know it works is because it's one of the reasons I'm standing here today with you. Tintail, right back with Skip Miller. M3Learning.com is his website. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.